Okay, it's not the traditional version, but I want you to listen to this. It was kind of turned on to me from a listener, and it's beautiful. So let's turn it up. Veterans on this Veterans Day, thank you for the hookup. This is Madison Rising. Madison Rising. You can find that on YouTube. You can find it online. And the reason that I wanted to play this, the reason that I wanted to put this out there was because people are always saying that our national anthem is a song of war. But I listen to the passion and the enthusiasm behind this version of it, and all I can think is victory, is freedom. Because we are the brave. We're the ones who take it on. You know, somebody sent me a text, how do you apologize to those who have passed, the veterans who have passed, to what we have let this country become? Amongst communists and Marxists and socialists and Maoists. Those who have sacrificed everything. How do we apologize to them that their legacy is being destroyed? By politicians, by the young, by the indoctrination that our education system is giving. And it is, because in classes all throughout Washoe County, all throughout Northern Nevada, substitutes, regular teachers are coming in and teaching the tyranny of the military, saying that the military are the tyrannical ones and that the people who have been beaten down are the members of Antifa, the members of BLM, and how they are fighting for the true freedom of people. And that is a bunch of bull, if I've ever heard it. You don't kneel for the national anthem. You do not kneel for the Star-Spangled Banner. You stand, you salute. Because there are people who can't stand and salute that flag anymore. There are people who can't stand anymore for that flag. They'll salute. And we cannot let their sacrifice go unnoticed. That's why we have Veterans Day. We honor them. I think every day should be Veterans Day. Every day we should be honoring those who sacrificed everything for this country and their families. because families sacrifice just as much. The wives or the husbands who stay home to take care of the kids, to bring the household together, knowing that mommy or daddy are out fighting for freedom, not just for this country, but freedom for the world. And God bless all of those men and women in uniform who come forward and have what it takes to stand up and say, you know what? What's going on in this country right now is not right. And they're bringing those who are doing harm to this country out of the shadows. And that is exactly what is going on. People are being brought out of the shadows. And they don't like it. Augie, thank you so much. Augie sent me a text. Hi, Monica. From Augie's Autobody in, Autobody in Tahoe City, we are going to honor our vets for the whole month of November. A discount on their deductible for any collision repairs performed at our shop. We are going to help by deducting $200. Thank you so much, guys. That is absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. If you are, let's see, in this area of Reno, Blessings Thrift Boutique, they are offering a 20% off today for veterans. They're over on East Moana here in Reno. So thank you so much. 10%, you know, that's nice, but 20%? You don't get me in a store until I finally see it into the, you know, to the good size double digits there. 20%, that is fantastic. So appreciate you doing that. This is Veterans Day, and it's different from all the years before. Because of the tyranny of Governor Sisolak, because of the tyranny of Mayor Sheehy, and I have to tell you, my heart is sad, and so is my brain. The exhaustion is setting in with the thoughts. Because emotional stress and fatigue is just as serious as physical. So here is what I cannot wrap my brain around for the last few days, and that is seeing all of the election fraud, seeing all of the proof. Something like 44,000 votes here in Nevada so far. Not good. Biden only took this state by about 20,000 votes. So we have serious issues here. Finally, AGs from around the country are getting involved. Our Aaron Ford. Yeah, right. He's right there besides Lickasack, and there nothing is going to be changed in this state without a fight. But here is what is stressing me so much. To learn about Hammer and Scorecard and to see how they work, that the Hammer program is the thief. That's who busts in to the program. Scorecard is what they do while they go in and manipulate the votes. If you want to hear some great analogies on how this worked, log on to YouTube and check out Operation Freedom. That is Dr. Dave Janda, and he is just incredible. He's got incredible guests who I've been kind of stealing. I go on there and see who I can grab. But for the time, for over a decade that they've had these programs that they've been used in various states, that I wonder, could Adam Laxalt actually be our governor? I have no faith. I have no faith now that Governor Sisolak was actually elected without using illegal votes. I wonder if Devin Reese was elected without using illegal votes. Because the Dominion software, the machines, they're here in Washoe County as well. And it seems that the two main counties who are possibly blue, that the software in these machines are being used, Washoe and Clark County. I don't trust these elections at all. And now I look back at past elections, and it really makes me wonder. Do we leave the past in the past? Or do we go forward? I don't know. I'm upset and emotionally exhausted enough that I think, you know, we had some pretty close elections. How can people not see what Eddie Lorton has been doing for this community and fighting for this community, in fighting for transparency, in fighting for people to get their taxes paid, bad business practices? And yet he's always just a step away. And that makes me wonder. It makes me wonder. How many votes did President Trump lose Nevada with in 2016? How close was it between Adam Laxalt and Governor Sisolak? It really makes me wonder. And that's what makes me sick. That they have driven the doubt so far into my not only my mind, but my being, that I don't trust what's going on. And you shouldn't either. Because right now, you know, we keep talking about the president, the president. The president is picking up votes here. The president is picking up votes there. What about all the Senate races? What about all the congressional seats? What about all of the other decisions that were on those ballots that may have been manipulated? Maybe that's a question that we put to the American people. Do you want another vote? Do you want your voice heard? Well, I hope you join us on Saturday. I hope you go against Sisolak's new order and come out and join us at the Capitol at 12 o'clock on Saturday. Because if we don't come together and make our physical voices heard, emails get deleted. Texts get deleted. When you have the pictures to prove that thousands of people are turning up at the state capitol saying, no, this isn't right. We need a true vote. We need a fair vote. We need an honest vote. I think Doug Collins got messed over in Georgia. Because Kelly Loeffler does not fight for the president. Doug Collins does. Kelly Loeffler, I don't care what she says about a blind trust for her investments. She's part of that whole sect. The big business, the financial district. We are fighting right now to get back to a we the people government, and that is what President Trump is trying to give back to you. And we have to fight for him now just as hard as we did beforehand. So I hope I see you on Saturday. I hope I see you on Thursday too, because I'm going to be at Nissan of Carson City collecting for Friends in Service Helping. Because while all this is going on, while this is being brought upon us, the reset, look it up. Educate yourself of what's really going on around us with the central banks, with the reset. I mean, finally made it out into Time magazine, so something must be happening. We have to remember our friends and neighbors as well. Because no matter how bad off you think you are, there's always somebody in a worse position. And that's what we are truly here to do, to serve our friends, to serve our neighbors, to make sure that we take care of each other. So I'll see you on tomorrow, actually, as well, at Nissan of Carson City. We're going to do this show live. But if I don't take a break here and get some advertising dollars going, I'm not going to have a show. They won't be able to pay me. So we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. It's Veterans Day. And what better way to honor our veterans and tell them thank you for your service? What you've done is incredible, amazing. I hope you have a beautiful day. Free drinks and services out there from different businesses. So please ask. You know what? Don't be shy. Hey, do you have anything for veterans today, being veterans? I just think everything should be free for veterans. Their health care, their education. No, we don't do enough for our veterans. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling into the program. What's on your mind this Veterans Day?
Hey, Monica. Yeah, I was Joel Beck's campaign manager. And so in the primary, when we tried to do Freedom of Information Act to pull some of the copies of the digital ballots, in all 10 counties, he ran for second congressional district. The district attorneys had to get involved. They all said no, and they would not release them. And because we thought there was something funny going on, and I just wanted to do a verification of the count, but they would not release them. So this has been going on for many years. Bev Harris from Black Box Voting has talked about this for at least 8 years, about all this fraudulent voting going on with the machines.
Yeah, it's got to change, Mike. But what do we do?
We need to get a governor and a legislature in. Or say no. If that means we all march on Washington on January 20th, 21st, then that's what we'll have to do and say no. But that wouldn't be a good thing, because it'd probably be blood, but...
Yeah.
But if that's what it takes, our forefathers would have gone to war for much less than what we are putting up with right now.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Mike, because that's been the whole contention that I keep hearing, that, you know, our founding fathers, you know, we talk about bloodshed now. We talk about a civil war, but these are the men and women and children who actually died and fought for this country. And look at where we are now, how much of it we've given away, how much of it we've sold off. And we don't deserve, honestly, Mike, what we have today, because we haven't fought for it.
And if we don't stand up now, I go, the country will be lost. And I go, our children will have nothing.
I agree
and
with
people
that.
People should think of that. You know,
I agree with that.
You know, what is it? Thomas Paine wrote, you know, pray that the chains that bind you are loose so you can lift the boots or whatever, you know. And that's where we're going to be at. We're going to be slaves and prisoners in our own country very soon.
We're already slaves to the financial market and debt. You know, it's going to be slavery in another way as well. Because if people don't get the slavery of debt and the central banking system, then they don't really understand what's going on and why we are in the position that we are right now. They think it's just an election, and it's not. It's bigger than that. So, Mike, thank you. Thank you for fighting for Joel. And, you know, it's not going to stop here. I guarantee it, Mike. It's not going to stop here. And I hope you keep. Are you still looking for those numbers? Are you still looking for those documents?
Yeah, well, they won't release them to us. And there's something in the NRS about it also, about them. They're using that they don't have to release them. And so we weren't asking for the physical ballots. As they go through the machine actually takes the digital copy of it. We were asking for the digital copy. They could put on a thumb drive. It's not a big deal. And then we could verify the numbers if we wanted to. They won't release them.
Yeah. It just, that, what does that tell you?
That's very fishy. It doesn't sound right. Sounds kind of like a communist country when they won't release public information, doesn't it?
It sounds exactly like it. Mike, thank you so much for calling in. And I'm sorry, what was that?
Stalin would be proud of them.
Yes. Yes. Stalin would be very proud of this country right now. Mike, thank you so much for calling into the program and giving us an update on what you've been doing with the Freedom of Information Act. That's the way you have to go. And that's pretty pathetic. Because if you have to go through a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act, then people aren't being transparent. And isn't that what they're always screaming about? Transparency, transparency? Yeah, right. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. And I know you're all waiting, so let me just throw this out here. Today's poll question, are you going to comply? Are you going to adhere to Governor Sisolak's new stay-at-home order? Hillary Sheevy jumping on the bandwagon as well. What do you think? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, should President Trump concede the election? 95% of those participating said no. I was so surprised when Laura Ingraham came out and said that he should concede gracefully. That was a real shocker, Laura. Unbelievable. All right, we got Joel, we got Joseph, we got Mark. Let's get to this. Joel Beck joining us right now. And Joel, thanks for joining the program. You want to add to what Mike was saying in the last segment?
You know, Mike and I really got to communicate a little bit better because I didn't know he was going to call. I found out about it while I was on hold. So we both listen to your show, so I guess it's bound to happen one of these days. But, the reason I wanted to call is I wanted to thank the Biden and Harris team for doing something that we've been unable to do for a long time, and that is to display the amount of election fraud that exists right now.
Yeah, Joel, what people aren't getting is, you know, the whole country was so up and enthusiastic about hope and change how many years ago? Because Obama was enthusiastic, he was charismatic. But are people realizing that Joe Biden got more votes by millions and that 93% of voters came out for Joe Biden? It's just the numbers are impossible. Impossible.
Well, like you were talking about earlier, about scoreboard and the hammer. That pretty much explains it all. You and I have talked about this on air before, But I'm not sure what the Democrats call their vote harvesting program via computers. I think they call it glitch. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. We had a glitch. Joel, I got to go on, but thank you so much for your service and what you've been trying to do to right the wrongs of everything that's going on right now as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Monica. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Mark's on the line right now. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Joseph's on the line right now, and Joseph is a vet. So let me start off, Joseph, by saying thank you for your service and everything, greatly appreciated on this Hello? Veterans Day. Hi, Joseph. Joseph, you still there? I don't think Joseph can hear me, so we're going to move on to Mark. Mark's hanging on the line, wants to talk about vets. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Monica. Hey, my first question is, with all these new cases, how come we haven't heard one word about a ventilator? These new cases, the hospitals are all full, but we haven't heard one word about a ventilator.
No, the hospitals, Mark, you know as well as I do, are full or getting fuller because people are actually going back to the doctors. They're actually going back into ICUs. These aren't COVID cases that are clogging up the ICUs. Yeah.
Yeah. So the second thing I want to say is I want to wish everybody a happy Veterans Day and a special one to my best friend, who was basically my brother, Marquez Gibson. He was an Army Ranger. He jumped out of perfectly good planes. After he got out of the military, he became a fire jumper and saved many lives fighting fires. Marquez, happy heavenly birthday. He passed away a few years ago, and he's my brother.
Thank you for calling in with that, Mark.
Thank you.
We have to remember, you know, that's the thing, that our military men and women, they don't just stop. They go on into other professions, usually first responders and, you know, bless them, a lot of them teachers, so they can educate the future. And I actually really appreciate the GI Bill, because I think that that is an awesome way to give back, to serve your country. And then you go to school on the GI Bill and you do your education thing, and then you give back to your home communities, depending on what you decide to become, whether it be a lawyer and you help vets. But no one has helped more vets in this country than President Donald J. Trump. President-elect, re-elect Donald J. Trump. He cleaned up the Veterans Administration, the hospitals, donating his own salary to veterans organizations. He loves our veterans. What did Biden ever do for veterans except for constantly taking away money from the VA system? Isn't it, you know, wasn't he part of the group that wanted to put plans into place that vets of certain age shouldn't be able to have their firearms anymore? You know, you got to go back and remember the past so we can go forward in the future. I'm going to expand on what Joel said. And Joel, thank you for saying that. President Trump enthused so many people and brought so many more people out to vote for him, to make sure that he won by a landslide, that it exposed the whole system of corruption of what we are seeing in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona. They tried to do it in Texas. They couldn't do it because it just looked too funky. Exposed the whole operation of how hammer and scorecard work. I knew it was going to be a historic election. I knew it was going to be historic. More people were going to come out and vote than had ever voted before. But not by 93%. No. No, it doesn't work that way. the numbers. I'll continue to say the numbers don't lie, because they are bringing out the truth of how these numbers were manipulated. I am just so glad that people like Sidney Powell, Trey Gowdy, there are so many great people working behind the scenes. Don't believe what the mainstream media, the lamestream, the blamestream, whatever you want to call them, because their propaganda push is just hysterical. They're putting out stories that Melania Trump is pushing her husband to concede the election. No, she's not. They're pushing out stories that Parler was purchased by the Obama Foundation. No, I looked into it. That's the biggest crock of BS that they can lay out there. Dan Bongino, a true patriot, would never sell the company that he is a part of to the Obama Foundation. And just so you know, for all of those people who talk about moving to Parler from Twitter and other social media sites, switching over to more conservative sites, Parler, how they are saying that, you know, it's not successful, people aren't using it. That's a bunch of bull squat. You look at the numbers, Parler is the number one free app that has been downloaded. Yeah. Because very shortly, you are going to see Twitter is now targeting people. Like Judge Jeanine. Judge Jeanine put out a tweet. She put out the identical tweet as her friend did. They just were kind of doing an experiment. Judge Jeanine's was censored and her friend's wasn't. Media, social media, they are censoring people. They are censoring stories. They're censoring the truth. Whether it be about COVID and masks, whether it be about the Great Reset that is going on, whether it be about the election counting. Just sit back and relax and watch the show. Take time today to honor a veteran. Because we're just kind of in the previews right now. This is the beginning of the show. We haven't even reached the climax yet, which is going to be absolutely awesome. And I think the left, I was telling this to my husband last night, I think the left has created a monster that they're not going to be able to control. And that's why I always say I want you to protect yourself. Katy Perry, one of the biggest liberals out there, always, you know, campaigning for Hillary Clinton, campaigning for Biden, getting the word out to her followers. This is a tweet that she put out. This is hysterical. I love that they're turning and they're eating their own. The first thing I did when the presidency was called is text my and call my family members who do not agree and tell them that I love them and that I'm here for them. Call your family today. Hashtag family first. So the responses from her listeners, from the liberals, super good to know white supremacy isn't a deal breaker for you. I refuse to bow down to my oppressors. I refuse to extend an olive branch to people who do not think I should exist. You can disagree on pizza toppings and TV shows, Katie, not basic human rights and decency. Yes, family, I forgive you for wanting to deny marginalized people human rights. Wow. The left continues to turn on the left. That's why Antifa yells F Trump, F police, F America, and now F Biden. They're just using this as even more of an excuse to create chaos. They're going for full-on takedown of the country. The left, the Democrats, unleashed a beast that they can now not control. Not with their celebrities in the entertainment industry, not with their sporting, you know, celebrities, all those people that the kids look up to. Yeah. That's why, once again, I tell you to be ready. Because it's still going to get worse before it gets better. But for us, we got this. We're going to be okay because we understand what is going on and we are prepared for it. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on this Veterans Day, a very important day, extremely important day to celebrate those who have given us what we now have to fight for. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you to all my callers today, and especially if you are a veteran, thank you for everything. Everything that I am fighting for, you've given me the opportunity to do. You've given me the opportunity to speak my mind, to have an opinion, to assemble, to carry a firearm. It's because of our veterans. Freedom isn't free. And they're the ones who make the ultimate sacrifice. And I'm not talking about just their lives. I'm talking about being away from their families, being away from those firsts that they will never get back. Their first child being born, their kids' first soccer games, their kids' first whatever, their first anniversaries, their first graduations. They sacrifice more in one day than we sacrifice in a year. So please, honor our veterans today. Not just our veterans, but our active military service as well. The future veterans. Augie's Body Shop, Auto Shop in Tahoe City. Great deals for veterans today on any collision repairs. They're helping you with your deductible. Thank yous going out to Blessings Thrift Boutique. They're giving 20% off over on Moana. I've tried to stop buying things brand new. Because we are a generation and generations, especially after us, and a society now of waste. Why do we just throw good things away? That's just so unpractical. Especially when so many are still in need. So I hope you join us. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, as we broadcast, or at least my show, will be live at Nissan of Carson City. But Fish, Friends in Service Helping, will be collecting turkeys, money, side dishes, not prepared, of course. Duh. But, you know, all of that good stuff for a great meal. We'll be collecting all of that tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Nissan of Carson City. And I hope you stop by. I'm going to have to grab out some trunk swag to bring down because, you know, he's still our president. And I'm pretty damn confident he will continue to be our president once all of this is said and done. So stop by, say hi, drop a little cash in the buckets for Fish, Friends in Service Helping. Thank you so much for the time that we spent today. And remember that whatever you do, do it to your best, do it to the fullest. Get out and live your life. Don't live in fear because politicians tell you you should. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Love you. Mwah.